Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 9th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of human resources news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Before we dive into today's human resources headlines, we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, HR.com. HR.com is the largest social networking and resource site for HR professionals, offering cutting-edge tools, training, and insights to help you succeed in the ever-evolving world of human resources. We're grateful for HR.com's support in making this podcast possible. Visit HR.com to join a community of over 1.75 million professionals and access a wealth of resources to elevate your HR practices. Thank you, HR.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. Our first story today is
Archili enhancing multilingual support with traditional Chinese language. Archili, an AI-powered recruitment solution, is enhancing its capabilities by adding traditional Chinese to its parser, streamlining recruitment processes for global clients. This strategic move underscores Archili's commitment to diversity and efficient hiring practices across regions like Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau. By converting unstructured resume data into structured formats, Archili's solution integrates seamlessly with various systems, benefiting businesses in Chinese-speaking regions and those with diverse workforces. With support for over 40 languages, Archili remains a top choice for international organizations seeking multilingual recruitment solutions. Explore Archili's comprehensive language support to simplify your recruitment process today.
The illusion of effective DEIB initiatives may be hiding some surprising gaps. New study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. A recent research study by HR.com's HR Research Institute reveals that only 28% of DEIB programs have reached an advanced or expert level of maturity, exposing significant gaps in organizations' initiatives. The report, HR.com's Future of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging 2024, offers actionable tips for HR professionals. Companies with mature DE programs prioritize education and training, being 8 times more likely to have DEIB-focused learning programs. Additionally, the study found that less than half of organizations track advanced DEIB metrics like pay equity and diversity in leadership ranks. The full report is available for download to help improve DE initiatives and create a more inclusive work environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.